The head of the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, Antonio Maria Costa, says faith-based groups have a major role to play at various levels of human trafficking.
Religious-based organizations can play a very active role in increasing awareness and making sure that individuals who offer themselves and eventually become victims of trafficking are alerted about the severity of the tragedy they may face.
He said faith-based groups also have the power to pressure governments to strengthen efforts against human trafficking and enforce the laws against it. Finally, he said, religious groups can help persuade those who engage in human trafficking or exploit its victims that they are involved in what he called an evil trade. He called the meeting positive and noted that religion can be a powerful motivator against evil in human beings.
We organized a very major interfaith forum so that we can launch a very strong message about the severity of the problem and the importance of religious leaders and religious-based organizations to do something about it.
The Archbishop of Cape Town is seeking to organize a gathering of religious leaders from around the world in anticipation of an international conference in Austria later this year. The conference is to produce a plan of action and a special fund to fight human trafficking. The United Nations says millions of people in more than 120 countries are victims of human trafficking, and their bondage produces an estimated $32 billion per year for their exploiters. During his visit, Maria Costa also discussed with South African officials ways to strengthen the fight against illegal drug trafficking and consumption. He said these have increased in Africa in recent years, in part because of successful campaigns against them in wealthier nations. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.